Hello, seafood friends. You're listening to Catch the Current, Boston style. We got Jade and Gann Taylor, the co-owners of Angel Oak Smoked Salmon. We talked to them last year, and by we, I mean Lauren and I. But we're back because they've just had so much success over the past year, and we've just had to catch up. So when we spoke last year, you guys were just debuting as your first year at Seafood Expo North America. It's the first time Angel Oak Smoked Salmon was out. Now a year later, you guys are in Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year to say the least.
So tell me about that process. Did you meet with them here? And then how long did it kind of take to get the product on the shelves?
So yeah, we met them here last year, and it was a full year process. We met them, had initial conversations, and it wasn't until July that we got an email from them saying that, you know, we would love to get samples and have a presentation with them. We found out in August that they will be in the Southeast region. For the past, you know, 6 months, we've been filing all the paperwork with them, perfecting our packaging with their few updates that they requested, and we just went into Whole Foods last week.
Wow.
So a full year process.
Yeah, but it makes Boston worth it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now you're back with a new product, and this came from Boston also last year. This was spawned, and we talked about it last year. We wanted to do like the origin story of the smoked salmon ravioli because it was talked about around the show all of last year. And now this year, so I came to check on you yesterday. In my couple years of covering the show, I've never seen someone come up and request a sample that wasn't there. And it was for the salmon ravioli. And you had to hold it back because you were finalists for the Seafood Excellence Awards. And unfortunately, you guys didn't win. But I mean, can you talk to us about the salmon ravioli and actually making it, well, it wasn't a product last year, but you're bringing it to the table this year.
Yeah, so we've spent the past year, I mean, it was such a success last year. You know, we have told the story about how it's kind of a, you know, accidental thing. We like to say it's accidentally delicious because it wasn't intentional, but it was such a hit that we knew we had to get to work on it. So we spent the last year, you know, getting the nutritional panel done, getting the packaging done, all of those things. And, you know, we're selling it in a few specialty shops in South Carolina, but this is kind of the first big debut of it. And yeah, it's been a massive success. We went through twice as many samples in 5 hours as we did the whole show last year. So
wow.
We might not have won the award, but I think we won the People's Choice Award.
Yeah,
so,
if that was,
you
know. We're gonna give away the People's Choice Awards on Catch the Current. And
there we
it's,
go.
Congratulations, you guys
thank
won.
You. Thank you, thank you.
Now, you guys have a processing facility in South Carolina, correct?
That's correct.
So have you had to do any upgrades or changes since getting into Whole Foods and since developing this new product? Because that's a lot different. It's a value.
Yeah, I mean, so over the past year, we've really put a focus on food safety, quality, all that. So we passed our SQF audit in January, and so we're now an SQF certified facility. So we're really happy about that. But yeah, it's been a process. Obviously, with the product itself, there's new allergens in the facility that we have to control around. So it's been a journey, but, you know, it's here. We made it. So
awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time on the show floor. Good luck with the rest of the expo.
Awesome. Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.